This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast some of the tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, AM860 The Answer, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America as well as in the Caribbean and around the world via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online right now. A special shout-out goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody working to help in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. A special thank you. And to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working the oil fields, which were, by the way, the price of oil went up, so you guys should be feeling pretty good today. Don't forget that we appreciate what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Go over there, like the page, and get involved in the chat room over there. And you can be conversing just like the people are. You keep hearing the noises in my background. That's the Facebook page, and people chiming in. All right, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is with us. Hello there.
Good morning.
What the heck went on in Venezuela? I just watched the top of the hour news. Two Americans, they were alleged to be Americans, that got let off a military helicopter, hands tied behind their back, heads pushed down with a bunch of military thugs pushing them along. And these guys, they say they were Green Berets that were doing this.
Well, yeah, Jordan Goodrow, he is a Green Beret with tours and combat tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. He's from Melbourne, Florida. He has a security company that he started in 2018 called Silver Corp USA. And apparently at some time he crossed paths with a former Venezuelan general who was in Florida, and this general himself, interestingly enough, had been jailed in the United States on narco-terrorism charges. So Jordan kind of hooked up with, I would say, somebody that probably wasn't all that stellar. But anyway, they started to plot this thing to have as many as 300 guys that were going to overthrow Maduro. And there was never really enough money raised, but they did have some enough money for some weapons to be shipped into Colombia, but Colombia actually seized the shipment. This plot started in 2019. It completely fell apart in March, but apparently some of the plotters bailed out, others were arrested. Long and short of it is, it didn't work out well.
Did they have the 300 people that they said they did with them?
No, they kind of sort of maybe had some names, but not physical bodies, but...
Because they killed eight of them. They killed eight of the guys coming in.
I'm not sure on that one. If that's coming from Maduro, which
it is coming. Yep, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd be suspect on anything that Maduro necessarily has to say. But now Jordan Goodrow is asking for some help from the U.S. State Department. The U.S. State Department's kind of standing there with their hands on their hips going, dude, what? You did what? So it isn't a good thing, but there's more details. I got an email about this, I think, on, I don't know, Saturday or something, and kind of put my head sideways. But anyway, it did kind of collapse, and apparently this Jordan character decided he was going to, you know, try and go through with it, kind of half-cocked. He apparently is, you know, for his tactical skills and all of that, he was actually very good as a Green Beret, but he was kind of a hothead. And he was pretty headstrong and decided he was going to keep going through with this thing. But all the piece parts weren't coming together, so a lot of people necessarily bailed out on him.
Yep, and the end result is now we hear about a guy that Maduro will be parading around and saying, look what I got here, and they'll try to get him to...
Well, we don't know about the other people that were there, too. I mean, two of them... are supposed to be, we only know the name of one. Two of them are Americans. I don't know about the, you know, who the rest were. So there's still more details to happen.
All right. Well, we'll definitely keep our eyes and ears open and see what we can find out about that. By the way, North Korea is just not saying a word about the gunfire along the South Korean border. They're not saying anything about anything.
Well, apparently it was North Korea who fired the first shot,
mm-hmm.
And South Korea responded.
I'm sure that's really all we know. Sure they did. Yep, because we heard the first report we heard was that South Korea fired at North Korea, but then we find out that no, that wasn't exactly the case, and you are right, North Korea fired first.
Yep.
Which is not a surprise. They do that a lot on that border. You know, we had a fact check we had done on our story yesterday about padding of the thing, and Facebook did a fact check on me, the padding of the numbers at the hospitals and whatnot in the blue states, and it's absolutely positively correct. Facebook agreed with me. Can you believe that?
Okay.
Can you believe that?
Okay.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And, you know, we certainly can't overlook the fact that we've got a lot of politicking going on here. We kind of haven't said a lot about that. But we are going to talk a little bit about Michelle Obama, simply because there's money floating around out in them thar hills. And who's going to get it and how much is it going to be? And, yeah, Michelle Obama's name popped up again. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, you heard me talk about them for several years. I am a member. To find out more about them, you can go to the Facebook page that I created, Americans for America. Go over there and like the page and follow the different posts that are over there by the different contributors. You're going to love what's over there. It's all American all the time and all conservative all the time. And on that page, there's a logo link for the USCCA right there at the top where it's got the posts that are tagged for the top of it. And you'll see the USCCA logo. Just click on that logo, and you'll have a chance to sign up and win a free gun a day every day. And if you want to become a member, you can do that there, too. Because remember, you can get up to $474 worth of free stuff by becoming a member of the USCCA and the opportunity to win a free gun, too. So go to the Americans for America Facebook page, click on the USCCA logo link, it's right there at the top, and good luck. We want to announce somebody as being the winner of that free gun. All right, Denise Simon, Founders Column, is back here with us. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, a lot of things transpiring in the world in which we live, obviously, you know, the Michael Flynn thing and whatnot. But to continue, just to show you the situation and how strange things are, we hear the name Michelle Obama mentioned again yesterday in the term that a committee has been formed called Draft Michelle Obama. And suddenly some people have dumped some money in it after we talked about it maybe a week or so ago. And we talked about, well, she's not going to do it. She's not going to do it. But all of a sudden, they dropped a bunch of money in there. Somebody. Don't know who the somebody is. Is she just using that as a fundraising thing? Is that all that is? Or
it doesn't have anything to do with her. A political action committee isn't her. They've created a committee to recruit her. And she's just not going to do it. So it's kind of like wasted money, which is fine with me. You know, if they want Michelle Obama, put her in there. It's fine with me. If she doesn't do it, put it in Stacey Abrams.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be the Keystone Cops for a Democratic ticket. I'm fine with it. Go with it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, you like...
We shouldn't be afraid.
You like sports, right?
Yeah.
Well, ESPN ran a poll, and it was quite a dynamic poll. They asked people if they were okay with watching sports on ESPN without having people in the stands, and 87% of the people came back and said, yeah, I guess that's because they just want sports back on television. So
they absolutely do.
Mm-hmm. So what are we going to have first? What's going to be the first sport we're going to see back?
Well, football, NFL is proceeding forward.
Yep. They're on schedule.
Basketball, yes. But they are not, they have, you know, they're two overseas games. What's the one in Mexico and one in London?
Yeah, right? I don't think you're going to do that.
They're not doing those.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball is moving forward, but it's delayed their entire season. We know that NASCAR is going forward. So, there's too much at stake here. We just went through the draft, too. So,
mm-hmm.
Good. Let's turn these lights on. Let's start going.
Right. And, of course, the NHL, the problem they're going to have is right now most of their players that are Canadian are in Canada and can't get back. So they're talking about actually playing the games in Canada.
Well, it's not an easy thing for the commissions of each of the professional sports to, you know, figure this whole thing out, but they're moving forward and doing whatever they can to do it. Now, the interesting thing will be college football.
Mm-hmm.
They have to play it. I mean, these guys are under scholarship, so they have to play it.
Mm. There's a potential coronavirus vaccine that has now gone to the human testing trial. It's the first one, and there's about, 15 or 20, or is there more?
No, there's the one that happened about a little over a month ago that was in Washington State. That was a two-round human trial. That one's, I think it's got 50 people in it.
Mm-hmm.
There are several others here in the United States, but the United States is not the only country that's going down the path of vaccines. We've got, I think, some other European allies that are doing the same thing, especially Germany. So, a vaccine is one thing. Trump said at that Washington Monument, was it the Washington Monument, like Memorial, whatever his town hall thing was the other night. He fully expects a vaccine by the end of the year, because they're moving forward so fast. And he's kind of wading through the bureaucracy, and rightly so, at the FDC or FDA to get some of these things approved. We're kind of ahead, too. I think it needs to necessarily be understood that we're very much ahead. We're not starting at ground zero on a vaccine because of SARS and what is known as COVID-2, meaning COVID-2. So we have a lot of advances on this, so we're not necessarily starting at zero. But I'm more concerned here at this point in administering prescription drugs for those that do contract it. In other words, if it's remdesivir or any of the others that are out there that can cut the recovery time literally in half down to 2 or 3 days,
uh-huh.
That part to me is the most significant, is getting these people treated so they don't have to go into a hospital, they don't have to go on a ventilator, that we can treat them immediately with these approved drugs and fix it from there.
Now, Tara Reid, apparently the paperwork that the Senate supposedly had, and then the Secretary of the Senate said, no, we don't have it, and we can't release it. We don't have authority to do that. Apparently now all the fingers are pointing towards the University of Delaware, that's where the record may be that she's talking about. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. Is she going to get that? Biden came out and said he wants it released.
Well, he didn't say. He said from the Senate. He didn't say from the University of Delaware. I have to be very careful what he, he sent off a letter approving for the Senate to release anything. The Senate's like, yeah, nice try, but it ain't us.
And they can't release it anywhere according to the rules.
Well, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I heard it was 2443 was the year they could release it under the arrangement they have, but that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, lots of things could be an exception, but it's the University of Delaware. Now, here's the interesting thing. His team or some plotters had already been through the files, or apparently some files at the University of Delaware.
Yep.
Did they come across something that they have taken and are not going to cough up? Or is there another one that they may have something that they're not going to release? This one's going to be very interesting. So don't think that the University of Delaware's repository is going to, I guess the best word here is cooperate, because I'm not convinced that they will. There could be some nefarious things going on there. In fact, I would suggest there is.
Now, yeah, I wouldn't doubt that at all. Now, the Suffolk poll that's out there talks about the majority of their people that are responding to the poll supporting the vote by mail during the coronavirus. What do you think is going to happen there? I can't see us doing that, but what do you think?
Well, I don't know where we're going to go with this one. I can just tell you that knowing anything that I know about what's going on at the Department of Justice and the Civil Rights Division and whatnot, there's probably an awful lot of underlying work that is happening there to prohibit aspects of voting by mail because of ballot stuffing. So I would reserve some judgment on where this is going to go just yet until the Department of Justice is finished with some of their work on it.
Okay. And the other thing is that another judge is weighing the constitutionality of the New York primary shutdown.
Yeah, because that was canceled, last week?
Yep.
Officially?
Yep.
So we'll see where that one goes.
All right, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Stay low.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over to her website and check her articles that are over there. And I'll be right back with the Military and Veterans News segment number two.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with John
Hunt. Dr. Scott Gottlieb, the former head of the Food and Drug Administration under President Trump, said the continued rise in the cases of coronavirus in many states indicate that the measures implemented to mitigate the spread of the virus didn't work as well as expected.
When you look across the country, it's really a mixed bag. Certainly cases are falling in the tri-state region around New York City. Around the nation, hospitalizations and new cases continue to rise. There's about 20 states where you see a rising number of new cases. Illinois, Texas, Maryland, Indiana, Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee have a lot of new cases on a daily basis. And so while mitigation didn't fail, I think it's fair to say that it didn't work as well as we expected.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Gottlieb predicted that by the end of June, the number of deaths from COVID-19 will surpass 100,000 nationally. Currently, the death toll stands at more than 66,000. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our second military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you. You can find out more about the National Aviation Academy by going to naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and while you're there, think about giving them a call and scheduling your appointment, too, to stop on by and see what they're all about. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, this stay-at-home stuff is a perfect time for people to start thinking about changing their career. Maybe you've been in a dead-end, go-nowhere job, or maybe you've been at school and your school is shut down and you're taking one of these courses where you want to come out and be a welder or an electrician or a carpenter or a plumber or something like that. That's all good.
That's all good. But you're not going to get to the top of the ladder right off the bat. It's going to take you a while to get there. How would you like to start out at the top of the heap and make the most money you possibly could the first year? Like around $60,000 on a 40-hour week. Or more, depending on whether or not you wind up going overseas, which you could do as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, let me just tell you that you can go to the website for National Aviation Academy. That's naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And then while you're there, think about taking the tour at one of their two campuses. They have a campus outside Boston in Concord, Massachusetts. They have another one just across the pond on the other side of the bay from Tampa, Florida, in Clearwater, Florida. And to do that, all you got to do is call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. You could be one of the lucky ones that winds up becoming a certified aviation maintenance tech. That is a very high in-demand job. Lots of aircraft are parked right now, and they need to be worked on. And they will continue to need to be worked on, to be certified, to be put up in the air, and to stay safe. And that's your ticket to the future. Now, if you get lucky enough, and you wind up working overseas, you can make a six-figure income right off the bat. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, or call them at 800-659-2080. Now, following a fatal military free fall accident last spring, all full mission profile jumps conducted by Army special operators now have to utilize radios. And the 75th Ranger Regiment had to codify a standard for assisting jumpers who were unable to make it to drop zones. And at least with the radio, you have some sort of advance. If there's people behind where the jumper is that's having trouble, they might be able to pick them up and bring them in for a free landing. Might be able to. Also, the Defense Department has announced a new series of general officer assignments on Thursday, including commanders for the 82nd Airborne Division, 1st Armored Division, 1st Infantry Division, and the Joint Readiness Training Center. We'll have the names for you tomorrow. And 82nd Airborne Paratroopers are staying ready to deploy during this virus outbreak. They have not stopped training and being ready to go anywhere within the world within 18 hours, according to the commanding officer of the 82nd Airborne Division. Also, any regular reader of Task and Purpose knows that there are a few things that we love more than a well-named piece of military machinery, especially when it's an M1 Abrams tank with a particularly saucy name and lovingly stenciled on the main gun, Goodbye Felicia, which is what was one of the names was on the picture of the tank that they showed everybody yesterday. Now, the Navy, a muted homecoming for the USNS Comfort, in Norfolk, after Corona struck up in New York, most homecomings are seen with a highly packed throng of families crowding the gate. That won't happen this time. It'll be very low profile when they come back in. And the Navy is pushing right now a mountain of mail into Europe via the Middle East and Africa following commercial route cancellations. Disruptions caused by the coronavirus pandemic has led the Navy to send more than 40,000 pounds of backlog mail to sailors throughout the Mediterranean via a back door through Bahrain and Africa. Wow. By the way, the Air Force Research Laboratory is developing technology so healthcare providers at the Wright-Patterson Medical Center can monitor up to 24 COVID-19 patients' vital signs, all from a smartphone. That's something. All from a smartphone. Boy, how time's fly when you're having fun, right? Now, look out below. A panel fell from a B-52 bomber during a flyover saluting medical professionals. Now, this happened in New Orleans on Friday as a B-52 Stratofortress bomber flying over the city of New Orleans suffered a mishap when it shed an access panel that fell onto private property over the city of New Orleans. That could have been interesting. That could have been interesting. And a pair of F-15E Strike Eagles sprinted across the Atlantic earlier this month, not because they were called to war, but because they were in dire need of a tune-up all the way back in the United States. So they flew them all the way back to get that done. And after a hiatus of nearly 5 months, Air Force Special Operations Command has reinstated parachute, dive, and mountaineering training for its operators. Now, Marines attending a formal school now are going to have to arrive 14 days early due to the COVID-19 because they're going to have to quarantine. Now, this is something that nobody ever gave a thought to in the past, but now it's a thing of the future and it's just here. So, Marines attending a formal school from outside the local area of the course will need to arrive 14 days prior to accommodate the restriction of movement guidelines due to the COVID-19 regulations. And we'll see what happens there. By the way, the National Guard COVID-19 update, troop levels are holding steady at more than 45,000, been that way now for going on 2 weeks. So that's where we're at with the number of National Guard troops mobilized in an effort to cope with the coronavirus pandemic. Meanwhile, hundreds of lawmakers are urging Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to take increased diplomatic action to renew the Iran arms embargo, which I don't think there'll be any problem in doing that, but that's just me. And the VA, Veterans Affairs, announced on Friday that the department's top congressional liaison will also serve as acting chief of staff, filling another of the VA's most senior leadership vacancies. By the way, the Veterans Affairs adds 2,000 new coronavirus cases in 5 days. Now, every time I tell you they're adding cases, keep in mind, that's the people that have tested positive. Some of whom will not, I repeat, some of whom will not even make it to where they get sick because they've just tested positive. And they'll walk around like that for a while. So that's why these numbers aren't always where they're supposed to be. And, Eric, I see you on the line, but I'm fixing to go to a break in about 30 seconds, so you're going to get caught up in that break. So, just so you know that. Now, what the VA is currently saying about hydroxychloroquine and everything else related to the coronavirus, the Department of Veterans Affairs has sidestepped questions about its response to the coronavirus. And veteran service organizations and congressional committees have said, even as the number of deaths at VA hospitals attributed to COVID-19 eclipsed 500 over on this past Friday. But again, same thing going on there that's going on everywhere else. Got to watch the numbers, and everything is being labeled COVID. Everything that they can get away with, especially in the civilian sector. Everything. All right, we'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming right up. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more coming your way.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids, this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey there, grandparents. This one's for you. FunWellBaby.com protects babies and toddlers from the sun with matching SPF 50 sun hats, cute little patterns including dinosaurs, mermaids, unicorns, sports, sharks, sea turtles, and a whole bunch more. And you can support my friends down in Sarasota, my little buddy Emmett. He's the FunWell Baby. Now, there's no risk because their products come with a money-back satisfaction guarantee, and up until May 7th, if you buy $30, you get $15 off that $30 purchase with the code CAPTAIN15 at FunWellBaby.com. That's CAPTAIN15 at FunWellBaby.com. Go over there, check it out, and grandparents, you can take care of the little ones that way. A lot of cute things over there for you to take a look at. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is here with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what, the financial situation is kind of iffy, to say the least. I want to start out with a couple of notable companies yesterday. One of them more notable than the other, probably Gold's Gym. You heard of them, right?
Yes, of course.
They went bankrupt yesterday. They filed for bankruptcy protection. They just couldn't hang on.
Well, they're not, and that's when you're here, they're going bankrupt. They're reorganizing.
Right.
They're not going out of business.
Right.
The places are still not going to be closed. Basically, it's going to wipe out a lot of the equity that's involved with this, and they're trying to renegotiate their debt.
Right. So how about this designer who I'm not familiar with, J. Crew? What exactly do they do?
J. Crew is very, I think it's probably similar to Gap when it comes to style, kind of like a preppy type of a clothing place. That was originally sold via catalogs, and they also have standalone stores as well. It's another clothing company that's doing the same thing. They have to reorganize their debt and try to get some money in bankruptcy to try to restart.
So where do they sell their clothes? In, like, Walmarts?
No. They have a catalog business, and they also have standalone stores.
Okay. I just haven't seen any, so you got me. By the way, are you going to take a cruise anytime soon?
I've never taken a cruise. I only go on boats that I go fishing on.
Well, let me tell you this. I know that Carnival owns a lot of different lines. I'm not sure if Royal Caribbean's one of them or not. But I got this thing, direct mail from Royal Caribbean. 3-day cruise, $199. 5-day cruise, $299. 7-day cruise, $399. Didn't say where, just said that was it, and it was starting August the 1st. In the meantime, I see the press conference and the press release that says Carnival now, August the 1st, $28 a night to go anywhere.
Interesting. Yeah, I know that they were opening up and trying to open up on August 1st. Listen, people keep saying this again. You can't trust the media. People are going to be afraid to travel. The bookings for going forward for the cruises are off the charts.
They are.
People are making reservations, and they're doing really well as far as reservations are concerned.
Yeah. Now, of course, now, because of the cheap rates, they might do even more, right?
Well, I don't know. You may call for those rates, and they may be, you know, bare bones, and you have to add a lot of things on. I don't know how they're planning on starting it. I don't understand their business model, but it's going to be difficult to make money if it's $25 a day. I don't think you're going to have all you can eat, all you can drink at that price.
Well, I'm just thinking out loud, and I shouldn't even say this, but remember the movie Titanic?
Yeah.
Remember where they put all the immigrants?
Oh yeah,
they were down in the lower level, just above the engine room.
Yeah,
and it was no heat, or I mean, no air conditioning, none of that stuff. Hotter than a firecracker, no windows. Oh well,
yeah, I don't think they have to. That's for workers. I think a lot of those ships and those conditions aren't bad like they were back then. But I'm curious to see what their model is going to be as far as opening up is concerned. And again, I think that they're going to have to make people feel confident when they get on board that they're all safe. There's a lot of new technology coming out for sanitation and these foggers in various different ways, UV light for go ahead protecting services. I think that's going to be one of the ways that many of these companies market themselves moving forward.
Now, May the 1st, there was a national pay rent, or what was it called, rent strike day, and a lot of people around the country intentionally didn't pay their rent. They've got until May the 15th under the current restrictions that are out there that they can't be held responsible, and no evictions or nothing like that can be put through. They can't even start them, the companies that are landlords and all that stuff. And it appears now that major mortgage firms are pushing for some support as borrowers have stopped their payments in general all around the country.
Yeah, and listen, hey, who's going to want to own a rental? You know, who's going to want to own an apartment building and rent apartments if it's going to be that easy to get out of one's rent? I don't know who's going to do that. So, yeah, a lot of these people who put together buildings, I have a lot of clients that do that, buildings that they put up in places all over the country that, you know, people have stopped paying rent, and they have a mortgage they got to pay, and it makes it very, very difficult. And they, you start questioning whether or not you want to even be involved in this because then again, you get caught behind the eight ball. It's how it is, how a lot of these real estate, developments and apartment buildings are done. You get a myriad of investors that say, hey, listen, we're going to put up an apartment building. They build the apartment building, and you expect a certain occupancy. And if the people in the building are not paying rent, you can't pay your mortgage. It's that simple.
Now, who's Carson Block?
Carson Block?
Yep.
I don't know.
Okay, Carson Block, whoever that is predicting a plunge in stocks after they soared back from the coronavirus sell-off in March. He's saying that stocks' as valuations make absolutely no sense.
They don't make sense in the traditional sense of the word, because you take a look at everything being closed, you take a look at unemployment, you take a look at all these valuations, but you also take a look at the amount of money that the Fed is pumping in and the backstop that they've put in. It presents a completely different scenario. So, no, traditionally, no, the stocks should be much, much lower than they are right now.
Okay. Stephen Moore, we all know who he is and see him all the time and listen to him quite a bit. Shutdown, he says the shutdowns lasted way too long. We should have been allowed to get out and get moving around here a month or so ago.
Yeah, I agree. I'm kind of waiting to see here what's going to happen after May 15th here in New York and how quick they're going to be to open things up here. Cuomo put forth a plan yesterday, and it looks like it's mission impossible, for crying out loud. I don't know, see how anything is hardly going to be opening up anywhere. And if that's the case, I think you're just going to see people get in their cars and go. Schools are done, canceled, they'll take the kids and they're going to go elsewhere, and I'm going to do the same thing. I'll be on the at the May 15th, and I don't see any sign of anything opening up here. I'm going to be down in Florida fast.
Well, come to the beach. We're open.
Yeah, that's what I'm not going to, you know.
And if you go to Clearwater Beach, they've got orange cones on the beach to make sure you stay 6 foot apart.
I'm not doing it.
I'm serious. You'll see them on television because they were showing it all day long yesterday. All right, Goldman, Morgan, and Stanley, we all know who they are. They say the world economy is recovering from a virus and it's going to get there slowly.
Yeah, it's going to get there slowly. And again, you're not going to get there unless things open up and people get back. And, you know, it seems like things are going fairly well. You know, they were coming down hard a week ago on Georgia really bad because what was done, I don't hear any problems coming out of there. It's like it's crickets. Don't hear much coming out of there. I really don't. So the places that are opening up, seems like things are going okay.
Now, there's a flipping company called Open Door. Have you ever heard of them?
I'm sorry?
Open Door, a home flipping company. Have you ever heard of them?
Yeah.
All right. Well, they say it's time to resume buying.
Okay. Yeah, depending on the price. I mean, I would be very, very cautious when it comes to any sort of real estate at this point in time. I really would. You don't know how long this is going to last, how long this is going to play out with a lot of these governors. And again, you're looking at situations where real estate is all based upon that locale, where the jobs are, what the schools are like, and there's a myriad of different factors that are involved with buying real estate.
And finally, the United States is bracing to borrow another record $3 trillion in the current quarter. I hope to hell we're not going to borrow more money from China.
No, when you get to borrow $3 trillion, you're not going to be asking questions of who's going to lend you the money. And, yeah, China will be buying some of those bonds. They will. It's just a fact. Whoever's going to buy the bonds can buy the bonds, and we're going to be selling them to everybody.
In other words, he who has the money gets the bonds.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what are you going to be doing today up there?
Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Hopefully it's a nice day today and I get a little work done around the yard.
All right. Well, I hope so. Get a little of that sun sanitizing going on up there. All right.
Absolutely.
All righty. We'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Go over there, check him out, see what he has to offer. He's always up to something. Like he said, he's got honeydews today. I'll be back with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, right after this top of the hour news break. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.